Hey, Pittsburgh. There are some incredibly creative people around our city, and we're here to meet them, learn what they do, and how they create. I'm Alan Fear, and this is the Pittsburgh Creators Podcast. Everybody, and welcome back. This is the Pittsburgh Creators Podcast, and I'm Alan Fear here with Josh Taylor of Old Thunder Brewing. Nice to have you in with us today, Josh. If you could, for our listeners who don't know about you or Old Thunder Brewing, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So thanks, Alan, for having me here today. I'm super excited. So I'm Josh Taylor. I am one of the co-owners of Old Thunder Brewing Company located in Blonox, Pennsylvania, which is still Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Myself and my two business partners, Rob and Zach, we fell in love with Blonox and took over an old post office that was built in the 1930s. It was decommissioned in the 80s, a few different businesses in between then and now. And that is our home. And we have a 15-barrel brew house system that allows us to do a lot of traditional style beers, a lot of IPAs, wood maturation beers, and things that we're very, very passionate about and that we know people hopefully gravitate to and love and enjoy as much as we do. We just finished up year two and things are great and we're excited and moving through year three very, very nicely.
So brewing, especially brewing beer, seems kind of like a niche kind of market. How did you get into brewing beer?
So I Rob and Zach were working at a nearby in the Allegheny County brewery, Brew Gentlemen, way back when. And back when beer trading was big and popular and people were going crazy over it, I first met Rob through direct messaging on Instagram. Uh-huh. And was coming home from Hilton Head Island and mentioned to him that I had some beers coming back from South Carolina and ended up going in to visit him. And he was behind the bar working and we went to talk and found out that him and Zach were roommates at the time. And we also lived in Lawrenceville together, like a baseball's throw away from each other.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, you know, a lot of conversations started happening. I started helping out at Brew Gentlemen whenever they needed some assistance. So I started learning the business. So for Rob and Zach, they knew that industry quite well from the brewing aspect. From my background, it was more of like the management operations, sales, things of that nature to help, you know, finish that circle to help build this team that we have now to make and hopefully run a very successful business.
Tell us a little bit about like the process of working as a team and like how do you come up with, I mean, obviously there's like, I guess, specific flavor profiles and things that you work on.
Yep.
Like what, in terms of like that and then also like the marketing side of it, like because you want to sell it as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's that process look like?
It depends on the style of beer, right? So hop forward beers, they tend to sell themselves pretty well.
Okay.
You know, hoppy
yeah,
beers.
Yeah, hoppy
you know,
beers.
The hazy
yeah.
beers right, that are the right. big, you know, crazy popular style right now. So those tend to sell themselves. But the beer that we're drinking now, Alan, is 340 Lager, which is our house Helles Lager. It's one of our signature beers. So this beer is as traditional as it can be. It's a German-style Helles Lager.
Mm-hmm.
So it uses all the finest German ingredients. So for this, it's kind of like showing a more technical side to the brewing process. You can't hide anything. You can't hide any flavors, mm-hmm. off flavors with this style of beer. What you get, it's a very raw, it's a very beautiful, it's a very delicate beer.
Yeah.
So for this, it requires a little bit more knowledge given to like the customer, what their experience is going to be.
Uh-huh.
And we also want something that looks pretty. If it's sitting on the shelf, if you go into your local six-pack shop and you're looking
right.
to pick up something for the weekend, for Father's Day weekend, and you see this beautiful, bright label sitting there and you read it, you turn it aside, you read the description, tells you a little bit about it and hopefully
right.
perks your interest.
Yeah.
So it's a full circle of ingredients. It's working with our graphic designer to make sure it's something that catches our eye, something that we like, something that the consumer will like, and also something that will have a good shelf life as well, because that's very important.
Yeah. Absolutely. So how did you come across the name Old Thunder? It's an interesting title, and I'm just looking at the logo, even on the can,
mm-hmm.
and you have one on your shirt as well.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? Like, where did that come from?
So naming beers in this name, Old Thunder, are by far the hardest part.
Oh, I'm sure.
Outside of, like, creating the beard, it's one of the hardest things we do. But Old Thunder, so we wanted something, a name that would stand the test of time. Three of us, you know, work hard for what we try to earn.
Yeah.
So we wanted something that kind of had that Pittsburgh blue collar feel, that kind of had that tough, you know, feel. And we came up with Old Thunder. It has some inspiration from some different aspects that's out there in the literature world with, you know, Moby Dick reference and things like that. But it just fits our brand and fits who we are.
Yeah. So are you all three originally from Pittsburgh or?
So Robin Zacker from the Du Bois area.
Okay.
I'm originally from Greensburg.
Gotcha.
So we're all from
Western Pennsylvania.
Western PA. Mm-hmm. But we've lived in Pittsburgh for, you know, the past two decades at least.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were boomerang people, so we left, came back, that type of thing. And very similar with Robin Zack as well.
So
this
what,
is now home.
What ultimately brought you back to Pittsburgh?
Ultimately at that time it was to be closer to family. My wife was going back to grad school.
Okay.
So that was a big driver. And then just a change of scenery. We wanted to set up shop here. We knew we eventually wanted to be back to Pittsburgh, which was always home. So that was the main reason.
Yeah. It's funny, that you mentioned like the blue collar mentality and like the hammer and the name and how it all ties directly back into that sort of aesthetic. Is there anything that ties directly into like the actual creation process?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, it's, you know, you can cut things short in the brewing process. You can end things early if you wanted to, or if you needed the tank space, or do different things. But we choose not to take shortcuts like that. That was kind of like the reason for Pittsburgh, the reason for Old Thunder, the reason for that logo that represents our hard work and represents Pittsburgh's backbone of extremely hard work, hardworking class people.
Let's take a quick break to talk about this podcast and how you can support our endeavors to showcase Pittsburgh's creators. The Pittsburgh Creators Podcast is supported by the Pittsburgh Creators Project. You can learn more at www.pittsburghcreators.org. If you know a creator we should speak to, let us know. Reach out through our website for more information about how you can sponsor an episode and keep hearing from creatives in Pittsburgh. And now, let's get back to the interview. How do you actually like start the process for brewing a beer? It seems like a lot of beers fall into a specific type of beer, say a lager or like, you know, like a Hefeweizen or a hot, like any of the IPAs and things.
So we look at the market, we kind of analyze like what are some of like the bigger breweries doing, because that can give a good indication because they have much more a larger set of data at their disposal than what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we look up to a lot of those breweries, you know, Trogs, for example, very good friends of ours, the kindest guys, people in the world. Hop forward beers, kind of like what I said with the hazy IPAs, those seem to be moving forward no matter what.
Yeah.
Lager style beers, West Coast IPAs, those are starting on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Those, you know, more traditional lagers. So we kind of play with that a little bit. We also selfishly want to brew what we want to drink as well.
Right. And that's,
right?
That's the important part. And that's what I was kind of interested. Like, how do you bring your own unique creativity to an existing style of beer? Like, is it the amount of ingredients or different ingredients you mentioned?
We stick to a recipe that makes sense for that style of beer without adding anything extra. We have to disconnect from the brewing world every once in a while.
Yeah.
And so the three of us, like, we love to go out and visit industry friend folks. So whether it's going to a, you know, a good bar or restaurant, sitting down and bring those creative aspects into the beer. Because right now we just released a Saison.
Uh-huh.
So we released a mixed fermentation Saison that was aged in wine barrels for roughly 2 years, bottle conditioned for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of those beers, you know, people try to rush those sour beers.
Yeah.
But that creative process gets implemented in all those different styles for, you know, wood maturation beers, big beers, strong beers, and that type of stuff.
Yeah, so it sounds like the craftsmanship of the process of creating the beers really kind of like directs like what the flavor is going to be and like what you're trying to do. Like, you're absolutely trying to like master that.
Exactly.
That form of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Looking forward, do you have a repertoire of styles of beer that you're like really into or you're thinking about moving with?
For like our production schedule?
Yeah. For like production and just creation. Yeah.
We're starting because we have a pretty good idea now that we're able to forecast our brew schedule roughly 4 months in advance and kind of know on, you know, we brew Wednesday and Fridays and we package on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Should there not be any sort of interruption or any issues, you know, in the future. But we know for the most part what we're going to do for the next 4 months. And we forecast that based on seasonal too. So a lot of that changes, you know, as we approach like the end of summer into the fall, you know, things will change. Like you'll start to see a little bit more brown, like a brown ale will come out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do pumpkin style beer. So I'm sorry, but the brown ale is fantastic. We do porter. So you'll see that style coming back, doing what's right for the season as well. And trying to work with that.
So right now we're drinking the 340 lager.
Yeah.
Like, do you go into like pairings and things with that as well with your
We have food trucks to our tap room. So Tuesday through Sunday, we have a food truck each day. And it's a different food trucks. Like we're right beside Mainham Thai, which is in Blonox, and it's hands down, in my opinion, one of the best Thai you'll ever have.
Awesome.
I promise. Mark my words. The owners are fantastic. And anytime I have Thai food, I always try to find a lager nearby.
Yeah.
Because it's just the pairing of that food and our beer is just, it's heavenly.
Huh. What's coming up in your schedule? What new things are happening?
Wow, Alan, like this time of year, I think we probably overextended ourselves in a lot of different things, but like it is all out festival season.
Yeah.
It is every weekend is a festival, an event that the three of us are going to. You know, we most recently, Rob and I, we were just up in Rochester, New York for a festival. It was our first out of state festival.
Oh, wow.
So we were up there in a minor league baseball stadium with a bunch of other regionally, recognized breweries. So it was a really cool company to be in.
Yeah.
The everyone that attended it were fantastic. They were all enjoyable, loved the beer, super well receptive. So this is the season we're in right now through pretty much August for the most part.
Yeah, this is pretty much beer time.
Yeah, right. And, we're really looking, the one that we're really planning for right now, I mean, we're always planning for one every weekend, but the one that really requires a lot of attention right now is Barrel and Flow. Okay. So that one is one where we're collaborating with an artist, Melanie Royster. So she is an artist that focuses on, gets a lot of her inspiration from Moroccan and Caribbean vibes.
Oh.
So she'll be doing our label design for that.
Cool.
So it's to support diversity in the brewing community.
Yeah.
So it is a huge Barrel and Flow Festival that happens in the Strip District, and Melanie's located in Maryland. So we're doing a lot of calls with her, and she's involved in the beer. So we're making sure what she's looking for, we can provide, whether that's, different hops and changing the grain bill, because you have to plan for all that.
Right.
And you have to make sure that label's ready for the packaging day. What month are we? We're in June. We're still in June.
Yeah, for our listeners, we're actually recording in June. You may hear this a little bit later.
Yeah.
But please make sure you check out the calendar. I'm sure on the website there's a calendar of events for Old Thunder.
Yeah.
Where can we follow what's the happenings for Old Thunder?
Yeah, so the biggest one is obviously the social media platforms that are out there. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, those three are the main ones. You'll see our social media person that handles that. She does a fantastic job. I was originally handling that.
Uh-huh.
It just became way too much. Just thinking about what to say every day, every time a post comes out, and the Nicole who handles it now does an amazing job. She's super talented with coming up with great photogenic photos. She's a photographer as well. But so those three platforms are the main ones. Our website as well, oldthunderbrewing.com. You can find our complete draft list, can list to go on there, as well as the weekly food trucks that'll be there during each week. So that'll provide you with pretty much all the information. But social media, Instagram specifically, is going to give you all the events that are coming up where you might be able to find us at an event or event we're having inside the tap room.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It was an absolutely fascinating conversation. The amount of community that you have in terms of creating your product is really awesome. And thank you so much for being with us here this afternoon.
I appreciate it.
The Pittsburgh Creators Podcast is supported by the Pittsburgh Creators Project. You can learn more at www.pittsburghcreators.org. If you know a creator we should speak to, let us know by contacting us through our website. The podcast is produced and theme composed by Robert Traw. Thanks to Red Cayman Studios here in Pittsburgh. All episodes were recorded and edited at Red Cayman. I'm Alan Fear, and this is the Pittsburgh Creators Podcast. We'll see you next time.